do you think the British government should say to the Scottish government, you have an independence referendum whenever you want, or would you back the British government saying, well, not until the Brexit negotiations are over and people in Scotland know exactly what it is they're voting on?
Well, I stood on a manifesto that was unequivocally clear that I would oppose a second referendum in Scotland no matter what. So I have my instructions from the electorate. I will always vote to block a second independence referendum. That's a different question for Theresa May. I think, obviously, Nicola Sturgeon is going to try to foment grievance politics with Westminster, try to show them as the bad guys who are refusing to let Scotland
have a democracy. I'm just curious. Hang on, let me tie this down. I mean, you have MPs at Westminster. Do you think they should vote to allow the Scottish government to hold a referendum whenever it likes, or should they vote, if there is such a proposal, for it to be delayed until after the Brexit negotiations are finished?
No, I'm clear that our MPs will back our position in Scotland, which was absolutely red line, no second independence referendum. So we'll vote to stop that. And actually, our MPs are doing a fantastic job.
Sorry, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Are you saying your MPs would vote to stop a Section 30 order to allow the Scottish government to have another referendum?
That would be entirely consistent with our position, which I was elected on, which was absolutely unequivocally opposition to a second independence referendum.
It's one thing to politically oppose another referendum. It's another thing to say the UK government should block it.
Well, as you never tire from telling me, we only have 9 MPs in the House of Commons. The Liberal Democrat impact of this is not going to be huge. But nevertheless, we will be consistent with our position in Scotland, which was to reject the second referendum in Scotland.
What you have just said was flatly contradicted by Nick Clegg yesterday.
I don't think it was. You said you tried to interpret what Nick had said, but actually, no, they will vote consistently with our position in Scotland.
Right. I'm genuinely taken aback here. You are saying that Liberal Democrat policy is that your members of Parliament will vote to stop a Section 30 order authorising the Scottish government to hold a referendum.
All I'm saying, it's not rocket science, Gordon. We're just being consistent with what we told the people of Scotland when we stood on a platform in absolute opposition to a second referendum. I have no problem with that. We're focusing on making Scotland a fantastic place to live, and actually the SNP are asleep at the wheel as a result of
all right.
That. If you ask anyone, and listen to Christine Jardine in that package at the top of the article, when she said that when we go out on the doors, there is no appetite whatsoever for a second referendum in Scotland. The SNP have presided over a failing NHS.
Okay, we get that. Miles
Briggs. Slipping down their lead table.
Alex Cole-Hamilton, it would be unfair to end this without allowing you to do your party piece, which is to explain why it's absolutely vital to have another referendum on the European Union, but absolutely forbidden to have another referendum on independence.
Well, that's quite straightforward. To their credit, in 2014, the SNP produced a white paper. So we had an idea of what an independent Scotland would look like. And happily, the Scottish people rejected that. But we were clear, nonetheless, of what that destination looked like. In the Brexit referendum, we voted for a departure, but not a destination. And as it has now transpired, that entire case has evaporated. It was based on some false voodoo economics.
Yes, but the SNP can claim that not only has the case for staying in the union evaporated with the Brexit vote, but they actually won an election pledging that should Scotland vote to stay in the EU and Britain leave, they would run another referendum.
If you look, they didn't win an election. No, there was not a majority for independent support.
Sorry, they won an election more than David Cameron ever did, and certainly a lot more than the Liberal Democrats ever did when you were in the British government.
I don't dispute that. I don't dispute that for a second, but still, more than 50% of the people of this country voted for parties that do not support a second referendum. So they don't actually have the mandate that they trumpet. And actually, if you look at it, this is a particular moment in history for the SNP where they've marched their troops up a hill. They have this pressure now to call another referendum at a time when public services are on their knees.
Miles Briggs.
And we just don't think that. Can I just finish with one point? I would be now calling for a second. If we had voted yes, I would like to see a final referendum on the terms of independence as well. So this would be consistent entirely with Liberal Democrat
positions. So the Liberal Democrat position is when votes don't go your way, there should be another one. But when they do go your way, there shouldn't be another one.